Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Marcel Proust said that my destination is no longer a place, rather a new way of seeing. I wanted to talk about the term growth a little bit today. You know, growth is contextual. And so oftentimes we listen to people in the personal development industry, or like anybody at all, really, and they talk about growth without really defining what that means. And I've seen how that can be used in different ways, and it can be confusing, and it can also cause just a bit of heartache in our own lives, because of course, if we're growing toward the wrong thing, that's something that we should probably understand and know about. So I've began to look at the world through servitude, and the reason is because our psychology seems to be set up to me so that we're in service to something. I've talked a lot about how values are hierarchical on here, and it's always hard because I'm doing podcasts on here, and then I'm also doing the workshops and also writing. So I'm not quite sure where I've talked about all this, but just bear with me. 1-minute version is this: like, we have a value system, and that value system is hierarchical. And so that allows us to make decisions. I have to choose one thing over another. Now, the way that I make that decision, whether I choose, you know, this thing over that thing, is in relationship to what it is that I'm actually serving. And so as someone that listens to this podcast, there's no doubt in my mind that in some way, shape, or form, you are really interested in growth. What I would submit to you is to begin thinking about growth not in a linear fashion. You know, for a lot of my life, I engaged in programs that really only gave me what I would consider to be inner ego growth, and that satisfied for a very long time. The reason I would call it inner ego growth is because the thing that I was actually serving was myself, right? And so if I made more money, I would consider that to be growth. If I got a relationship or a partnership that I wanted, or, you know, if I made any strides at all that brought my hierarchical value higher in the world, I would consider that to be growth. Now, there's a lot of things that, based on the worldview now, based on what I serve now, if I were to go back in time and I were to achieve those things now, I could only really consider them to be regression, unless they were coming alongside other things which I've deemed as really important, which is the development of a spiritual life and a relationship with the unseen things in the world. And, you know, so there's all of these other factors that come into play about what growth is, and you really only get a clear picture of what those are or should be when you know what you're in service to. Now, I don't want to make any value judgments about whether it's better to serve this thing or that, or, you know, you shouldn't serve yourself. I don't want to say any of that, because at the end of the day, the things that we serve, we're doing that because we think that's how we have to survive in the world. So there's no amount of me telling you, applying any kind of value judgments to what you serve, that's going to sway you in any way. You serve what you serve just like I do, right? There's no getting around that. What you have to do is be honest with yourself about the results of your life when you look at what serving that thing is actually giving you, right? If you grow in service toward your goal, in service toward whatever it is that you are growing toward, is it making your life better or worse? Is it making your experience better or worse? Do you feel better about yourself, or do you feel less fulfilled overall? One of the things that I do believe is that there's like a reciprocity in what we serve. And so it's kind of hard to articulate here, but like you want to make sure that you serve something. And then when you serve that thing, it's giving back to you, right? So this is one of the problems with serving gratification or like drugs or something along those lines, is because if you serve the wrong thing, if it takes from you and doesn't author any energy back into your life, you know, you're serving something that you'll never actually be able to satisfy. And so it's worth sort of understanding, as I make decisions in service to something and I grow toward that thing, what is the resulting quality of my life look like? What's happening when I'm serving that thing? And, you know, I believe that if we can find the right things in this life to serve, they're going to invite us to become a more expansive version of ourselves. And perhaps that's going to be painful, right? There's a real painful part of growth, which is the fact that you have to die to certain things, right? Certain things you might want, but you realize, oh, if I'm going to have growth toward my goal, I actually have to sacrifice that thing, which is actually a painful process more than it is a gratifying process. And that's, you know, especially so if the thing that you're serving or the thing that you're sacrificing is your gratification in the first place. And so I just wanted to formulate this episode, not to give you some kind of profound understanding about your life, but rather to allow you to ask yourself the questions, what do I consider growth? And okay, so you have some sort of idea about what you consider growth. And now ask yourself, what is that growing me toward? Right? What am I actually going toward in my life? Because whatever it is that you've served, you're going to end up a reflection of that thing, right? And this is another reason why you don't want to serve something that takes from you, right? Because you'll end up as a shell of what you are, because as you serve that thing and you turn into it, because that's essentially what happens in our lives, we make decisions in service of something and we transform, right? This is what growth is. We transform toward that thing. And so we become more like it. And so if you become more like the wrong thing, you'll only be a shell of who you are. So one of the things I do believe is that if you're living in service to the right thing, there's a reciprocity there. It's actually going to author energy and life force and vitality back into you, even as you expend and give and exhaust yourself in efforts toward that thing. But the thing that can be really helpful to understand is that as your goal changes, right, as the thing that you're growing toward, as the thing that you're in service to changes, what you consider to be successful is also going to change. And that can be really hard too, especially because we have certain understandings about what we consider to be successful, right? And typically we look at metrics. We look at material metrics, right? We look at money. We look at things like that. And so, you know, early in my life, as I was really serving myself, though I wasn't aware that that's what I was serving, and I would make more money, I would, I would consider that to be growth, right? But if I were to come upon money in a way now that I don't feel like was supporting the thing that I'm growing toward, then it would actually be considered something like regression. Another example would be coming up with your why. You know, why is it that you do what you do? So in the Clarity Academy, I really went through teaching this as a process, is figuring out what, you know, why do you do what you do? That's sort of your engine that propels you into the world. And if you are aware of what that thing is, you can use that as a bit of motivation, especially when you don't feel like going forward out into the world or when you're presented with obstacles or things of that nature. Now, right now in my life, I'm experimenting or really committing to the idea of growing toward some sort of infinite love that's classically been understood as God. Now, the thing is, I'm really understanding that maybe there's the next level of living for me is actually not having a why. Like maybe my servitude could be so far beyond question. Like my desire to just give myself to my life can just be so far beyond questioning that I don't actually need a why. That like I can position myself in service to the whole in a way that I don't need a why. I'm bringing this up because I literally taught people how to develop their own why and use that as a personal development or growth metric or tool. And now, even though I developed that curriculum and I do believe in it because I think we're at certain points in our lives, we need certain things. You know, hopefully, eventually, we go beyond those things, something I've been thinking a lot about in my own life. Like, you have a certain method that helps you grow towards something. And then there comes a time where you kind of want to transcend beyond that method. If you're going to continue to grow toward the thing that you want, the method often becomes obsolete. You see that more in Eastern spiritual thought more than you do in Western, but it is something that I'm really grappling with and coming to terms with, because if you don't ever transcend that method, then 20, 30, 40 years from now, you end up becoming a reflection of a method and not the thing that you're actually going toward. And so I'm experimenting with this idea that maybe I don't need a why, right? And so I would say that 2 years ago, if you pulled the why, quote unquote, out from under me, that would feel like regression. And today it feels like growth. And so for that reason, growth is contextual. And so if you can understand what you're in service to, what your North Arrow is, what is the context in which you want to grow, what it will help you do is it'll help you start to filter out all of the things that are coming into your economy that are just distractions from what you actually want. And in the growth game, you know, the game that I'm in on the podcast and that a lot of us are committed to, there's a lot of opinions. The thing that you want to look for is what the person who is giving you an opinion about what growth is, look for what they serve, because that will tell you where you're headed. That will tell you what you're growing toward. And so ask yourself those questions, you know, be really honest with yourself about the answers, and ask those questions of thought leaders and people that you allow to influence your sphere of influence. Because if you care about one thing and they're serving something else, then their advice may very well end up being antithetical. To that same token, if there are things in your life that used to work and now they're not feeling as though they're working as well, might be that you actually are just outgrowing them. You might just be transcending the method. That doesn't mean you're not still growing toward the thing, but all things that are worth considering. We're at the 12-minute mark, so I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. Consider thinking about the context in which you want to grow, and that will help give you a lot of guidance over all of the details about how you get there.